It was a pound. I don't think it was worth that.
What?
Melancholy.
It was worth.
It went on for 2 hours and 15 minutes, and you could have had that in 15 minutes.
I didn't know that point.
What was the point then?
You were recording this?
Yeah, on the radio.
Oh. The point was that it was very slow because they were all waiting for life to end.
It was a bit of a drag. I wish it had open ended, to be honest.
No, it was good. It was good once you realised that it was how they all dealt with it. And the girl that was manic depressive, at a wedding, and a wedding all went wrong, and you think it's because she doesn't want to live with her husband forever and ever, but she thinks it's because the wedding was all pointless. What was the point of talking? And then she starts talking about how everything's pointless, and you kind of realise, oh, actually, it's not the fact that she was getting married, it was the fact that she kind of knew that the world was going to end. Therefore, it was all a complete sham and a total waste of time. And what were they all pretending for?
You see, that can go on to a deeper thing, really, because I just let Audio Boo know what we're talking about. Hello, Audio Boo. It's Chris and Kate, and we're just talking about a film that we watched last night called Melancholia. Or Melancholia. Was it Melancholia based on the name of the planet?
Melancholia.
Melancholia. It's a Kirsten Dunst film with the likes of... Who was in it? We had John
Keith
Hurt. Keith Sutherland. It was actually a star-studded cast. And we watched it last night on a pound download movie thing off the telly. And it went on for 2 hours and I fell asleep halfway through.
2 hours and 15 minutes.
Can't forget the 15 minutes. 2 hours and 15 minutes of my life almost wasted. So the premise of the film is that the world's going to come to an end because a planet called Melancholia...
Yeah, suddenly appears from behind the sun and nobody knew it was coming before. And it...
Well, they did know it was coming because Keith Sutherland talked about the scientists.
They knew it was
debate.
Coming once it came from beyond the sun, but not like they haven't known it's been coming for 50 years or something. They only suddenly realised it was coming because it was hidden. And then they realised it, and then they were all projecting whether it was going to go past or not.
Past the Earth.
And Keith Sutherland, well, it's a bit unclear whether he actually thought it was going to go past or not.
Actually, it wasn't a bad film if you really...
See, it's all right.
If you sit and watch it, it was just... If you can get past the first 10 minutes of title sequences, because that was awful, wasn't it? The slow-mo.
You just thought even that makes sense when you know the end.
Well,
that is the end.
That is the end.
At the beginning. I know. It was just very, very slow, but the whole point was that everything they were doing was kind of... They were all just waiting to die, really. And most of them knew it.
So the idea of this planet going to collide with Earth, and so they knew about it, and this film was about the last days of a select few people. One of Kirsten Dunst character getting married, she was a manic depressive. Her sister and her uncle and family, they've all got problems. It was interesting when you said that she said, thought, what's the point? We're all going to die at some point, Kate, so what's the point of anything? You could look at it that way.
I know.
But I fell asleep.
I think most of them were trying to believe that it wasn't going to happen and the planet was going to just go past and it's just going to be like a massive eclipse or something. And Kirsten Dunst was always one of the people that she said she just knew things. You missed the bit where she knew how many beans were in the bottle as well.
Did she know how many beans were in the bottle?
Yeah. She's just one of those people. This is going to be boring for everybody else.
Well, it was boring for me. I just want my Audio Boo listeners to share in the boredom of it with me, really. Go and watch Melancholia, folks. Melancholia, Kirsten
Dunst. And when you've got 2 hours, 15 minutes of your life to do nothing better at all.
And if you don't mind wasting 2 hours and 15 minutes of your life and you're prepared to that risk, it could be the best 2 hours and 15 minutes of your life ever spent.
It's very slow film.
Or you could just come back to me afterwards and say, Chris, you just wasted 2 hours and 15 minutes of my life with that recommendation.
I still don't like the camera shots. They were annoying.
Oh, they were annoying, weren't they? They were talking about a bold cinematic approach, weren't they, in the blurb for the film? Something brave and new. I just thought it was.
I'd done it a bit like Steadicam, but it wasn't. It was just made me feel a bit sick at times.
Chopping off bits of head and stuff. I don't know why they did that, really, when it was. I suppose. Was it meant to have been filmed as if somebody amateur was filming it?
Don't
Not
know.
really,
Well,
no, because we had some good cinematic bits, didn't we?
no, but that is why people started doing that sort of stuff. Like, cameraman started mimicking mobile phone type things, but it, I don't know, it didn't really work. It didn't work for me anyway.
No. So we watched that film, but the funny thing was, before that, we watched another film that was incredibly depressing, and yet, as well. I mean, why I didn't slice my own wrist last night, I don't know, but what was the film we watched before
Oh, that
that?
was Jump. That's on the
Jump.
BBC iPlayer. That's quite good there as well. It was good. It was very clever, but it was a bit depressing, yeah.
Well, it was about a group of people going through this problem in was it Ireland?
Derry, yeah.
In Derry. In Derry, in Ireland, so it might be interesting for Paul to listen to watch. Anybody really. Called Jump. A group of people and their lives on New Year's Eve, wasn't it?
Yeah, all
And
ridiculously coincide.
everything coincided with each other, and
I don't know, it was all right at the end.
it was a good film, actually. It was just incredibly depressing because there's no joy in it. Gangster Derry life, moles and
Can't think
tarts
if that was
and.
away too much because that's on iPlayer and people are more likely to watch that.
Well, I'm not going to give it away. I'm just putting some
No
of the
spoilers
characterizations
here.
of it.
As we've pretty much given away Melancholy, if anybody wants to watch it, they will die.
Well, it says that in the title zone. So people know they're going to die before they watch. You can't give much away about Melancholy because, to be honest with you, there's not much of it. It's 2 hours and 15 minutes of waiting. And that's what it is. It's basically 2 hours and 15 minutes of waiting, isn't it? And trying to. Everybody's waiting.
Waiting,
And
yeah.
it's just working it out. So there's our top tip recommendations for a cheery New Year's Eve. Go out and watch Jump, followed by
To
Melancholia.
be fair, they haven't got the greatest titles really in the world. They should have realised that they were
You, in fact, after watching both films, you might want to jump. God, dear.
going to watch a romantic comedy this afternoon.
Well, it was fortuitous that Jesus Christ Superstar was on the other side, the new version. So I managed to listen to a couple of songs from the Jesus Christ Superstar musical, which cheered me up no end.
Oh, I just went to bed haunted by, what was it, Sporty Spice?
Sporty Spice, yes, playing, singing,
I don't know how
I
to
don't know
love
how to
him.
love him. That was good, though. Shouldn't do too bad. I just think when you've got. Who was the other guy that played Judas?
Don't know
M
who he
M
was.
M M Mil Mil Milchin, M Meechin,
It's easy
Mitchin.
for you to say.
It's easy for me to say. I can't remember his name. Oh, anyway, that's enough from us. It was interesting.